All right. Welcome back to This and That Podcasting Podcast. I'm Alex Bauer here with my best friend Kyle Dobis. We are going to get into our week in review here soon. I gotta admit that one of my games right now is still in play. It is currently 7-7, so my pick's not looking too good. I picked UNC to win this game, so we're, I don't know if Kyle's got it on his place. It kind of looks like it in the background. Yeah. And then, so without that, I've got a top four games of the week, so I'm not doing a top five. And then obviously my honorable mention. We're going to go into our entertainment. We are going to pick our two early NFL playoff picks, and then we will dive into our fantasy competition right after that. And then
I'm excited.
Yeah. Get this thing going.
It's funny because you have UNC TCU for your last week's picks, or one of my picks for this week.
Yeah. So, and then obviously get a look at our upcoming week, get into some gambling yet again, and bring it on home with some Homeward Bound.
Oh yeah, got some interesting news.
Alert. For sure.
Alert.
Alert.
Actually, we have a couple things to cover in Homeward this week. We've got a big one. Well, not really big. One is probably nothing in the Michigan one, but it's just funny to talk about. But we also have some Packers news that broke this week.
Yep. I remember seeing that. That was pretty big to mention here in our Homeward.
Didn't see that one happening. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So out of my pick top five games, Kyle, I only went, 1-3, because obviously one's still in action. Hopefully I go 2-3. With my only win being the wrong team that I did not want to win. Yeah, Ohio State Buckeyes beat the Texas Longhorns 14-7 in a extravagant defensive game. Very, very defensive game. Yeah, that was tough to watch, to be honest. But
I feel like all the big games were just tough to watch. All like the big matchups were just the one defensive and slow.
The one that I fall asleep to is the Miami Hurricanes, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish game, and I think that belongs there in the actual top five games of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Like out of any of the games that I picked. Also the LSU Clemson Tigers game, like. That game was pretty close. Obviously, it was defensive, but I felt like that was a little bit, kind of back and forth. Like they were kind of driving the ball a little bit more than Texas and Iowa State was, and then they just had to punt it eventually or go for the field goal.
It's kind of crazy. It's like my one was a don't bet on it last week came to fruition. Don't bet on those high over unders.
Yep.
For this first week, and man, I felt like I nailed that one.
Yeah, count that as a point for Kyle.
Yeah.
All right, so the other three games, or two games now, I've lost as well, with Notre Dame losing to Miami. I've got Clemson, I chose them, and then the one that I thought would be, somehow in the top five, did not end up there. The Virginia Cavaliers smoked the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers 48-7.
Chanticleers.
I was thinking maybe that could be, but nope, I was completely wrong. Oh well. Guess that's what I get for trying to do this podcast.
Yeah, it's fair.
That's fair.
I'll just go right into my pick top five. I did not have a good week with my pick top five, as you really didn't either.
Nope. Hopefully it turns around. Just like I just need another win from tonight. That's it. That's all I need. But
yeah, I mean, I only went 1-4. The one I picked correct was one of the really not big games of the week. It was my random one with Nebraska Cincinnati game. I picked that one right with Nebraska winning.
Yep.
Yeah, I lost. I had Texas over Ohio State. You had Ohio State, so you got a point on that one. I had Clemson beating LSU. I had Notre Dame beat Miami, and I had Alabama beating FSU right here, but that was my upset pick of the week, so I do get the point on that one.
Nice. Oh, no. As soon as Kyle's in his like rhythm, it freezes, obviously. All right, we'll be back to you, Kyle. My actual top five games that I believe that stay. Oh, there he is. He's back. All right, I was trying to fill.
Yep. We froze for. Okay. Yeah. I was like, well, man, you just froze. Am I freezing? Yes. Just got to look up at the top to see if the seconds are still counting. And it's like, oh, it's not counting anymore.
Yep.
No. So for like my actual top five games, I had pretty much all the ones for my pick top five. I had the Alabama FSU game.
Yep.
Big upset of the basically almost of the year already. Tommy Castellanos with 152 passing and 78 rushing and a touchdown. He just was – they just ran the ball so well against Alabama that game. My other one, I have Nebraska Cincy. Dylan Raiola took the player of the game for that one with me. He balled out. He didn't really have any big numbers. He just was consistent the whole game. He was, I think, like 80% passing. He was like 33 of 42, 240 some yards and two touchdowns. I had the Notre Dame-Miami game in my top. That was an awesome game, and it came down to the wire last couple minutes of the fourth for Miami to pull it off. And we'll give it to the transfer, Carson Beck, as our player of the game for that one, throwing for 205 and two touchdowns. One that wasn't really a top-tier matchup that we were projecting, it turned out to be, honestly, probably one of the games of the week, actual game of the week, was the North Dakota versus number 17 K-State, where North Dakota was winning for most of the game, and then K-State came back and win. I forgot the score. I think it was like 38 to 35, which is a crazy game. But, K-State with their quarterback, Avery Johnson, finished with 318 with three touchdowns and 43 rushing yards. But that would have been a huge, huge upset, one of those embarrassing ones, losing North Dakota as a ranked team already.
Yep.
And then my last one, yeah, we talked about it. I had the LSU Clemson in there. Garrett Nussmeier with 230 and one touchdown.
Oh yeah,
he had a good game.
He's got the player of the game for me too.
Yeah, Nussmeier was projected to be one of the top three quarterbacks coming into the year, so he looked good. He looked composed playing there in Death Valley. So I'll throw that in there, and then obviously I'm going to throw my honorable mention is Texas Ohio State. It was a very boring game. It was just defensive. So that's why I just gave it the defense of Ohio State, the player of the game. So yep. It was basically just a slug match. It was weird because Texas kind of felt like they dominated most of the game. They just couldn't score. They kept getting down to the end zone and then just could not score. I mean, if you look at all the stats, I mean, yeah, Ohio State was playing like more prevent defense near the end. So they were able to add on a lot more stats for Texas. But Texas looked better and like more in a rhythm until they got into the red zone. And then they would just stall every time. So,
yeah,
first week, we got the jitters out. But those were my top five games that I saw, the top five plus one.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Like I said, I agree with you with the LSU Clemson Tigers game with Garrett Nussmeier. You also mentioned Miami Hurricanes and Notre Dame Fighting Irish. That game was really good. I gave it to Carson Beck, 205, two passing touchdowns. My other two out of four, because like I said, I'm only doing four because I only went 3-1. So, you got Florida State Seminoles and the Crimson Tide. I gave that to Tommy Catalanos.
Yeah, had a good game.
152 passing yards, 78 rushing yards, one rushing touchdown. Like that's
freaking, had a good game.
And then Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, Colorado Buffaloes, 27-20. Hayes King, 143 passing yards, 156 rushing yards, and he's the quarterback.
He ran all over him.
And he got three rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, he did the same thing last year in week one against Florida State's upset.
It's like, jeez, kid. All right, and then my honorable mention is actually going to Tarleton State beating Army 30-27. That kind of is a bummer for Army to pay that kind of team to come and just beat them.
Beat you, yeah.
Yeah, by three.
No kidding. But, hey, I got my upset pick, of the week. I finally hit one.
Yeah?
Finally hit an upset pick of the week. Even though I lost it in my other pick, I did say before I made those picks it was my upset pick of the week. Yep. Florida State taking down Alabama.
Yep. My upset of the week hit too. South Florida beat Boise State 34-7. Like I didn't expect that big of a win. I didn't even think they hold Boise State to 7. Like, that was like, okay. And then I have an actual upset of the week on my side. I've got to give the upset of the week to Archie Manning. That was very, very sad to watch, Archie. I'm sorry that you were struggling the whole time, dude. Like,
Arches.
I hope you get it together, my friend. I really do.
He struggled.
I mean, it was hard to watch. Like, I was like, every time he was in the pocket, I was like, come on, dude, you got this. You can do this. And then it's like, nope. And it's like, ugh. But anyways, on to our too early pick 'em. Cal, you there? You froze. No, Cal froze for a second. He's back. Andy's back.
I'm there.
Okay, he's back. All right.
He's back.
On to our too early picking now for our entertainment portion of this. I'm going to try and let you go first. Hopefully it's done freezing and gives you a good... No, it's freezing him. So I'm going to go first then for my too early, since Kyle's still freezing, unfortunately. By the time I'm probably done, he's back on and doing his thing. Let's see here. All right, team 1-1. I believe Buffalo will be up there at the top of the precipice of everything, you know, once the playoffs start. All right, let's just start there. Number two, we're going to go with a little hint here. I might be wearing it. Detroit. Going to be right there. And then I've got Kansas City coming in at 3. I believe they will still be up there in the top, you know, 3, top 4 teams in the NFL. I've got coming in right at 4 is the LA Rams. I believe the LA Rams are going to have a good reload season this year. I know there's a lot of controversy and question marks around them, but I believe they will answer them as soon as week 1 kicks off. Got a little bit of information later on to share about that, you know, kind of put a little cake on top of the cake kind of thing. All right, 5, I've got the LA Chargers right there, and then at 6, I've got the Houston Texans. At 7, I've got Cincinnati, and then coming in at number 8, I've got the Washington Commanders. I believe that they will win the NFC East. This team is just phenomenal. Like, just after what they had with the playoff run and what they reloaded with this, you know, off season, it's like uncanny to see. And then coming at 9, I've got Tampa Bay. I don't really see anybody winning the NFC South other than Tampa Bay. Atlanta could make a push, could make a, you know, fighting chance if they actually started Penix. I mean, I know they got Kirk and they're keeping him, and they might be, I mean, the way that Penix played the past season, like, you know, right at near the end, I think he had like 4 or 5 games. He played like, it was like, whoa, why was he not the starter since the beginning of your season? Like, why are you starting Kurt? So, like, I can see Atlanta actually making in if they made that decision just to go with Penix rather than Kurt, but I guess they don't want to, so it's going to be Tampa Bay. Going from number 9 at Tampa Bay, I've got Green Bay coming in, and then I've got Minnesota. So I've got 3 teams already from NFC North. I believe, yes, the NFC North will be a, you know, big division to play against here this next season. And then coming in at 12, I've got Baltimore, and then I've got Philadelphia coming in, and then Denver. So that rounds up my 14. Kyle's making his way back. I've made it.
He's back.
As soon as I go through my whole list of the NFL, like I went through I did the all 14 teams as slow as I possibly could, and Kyle missed all of it. So I get to do it again. So Kyle gets to hear it.
I believe Alex. We don't have to put the users through all of that.
No, I got you. I had some good pointers and all that. Yeah, I know. I put some good pointers for each team. Try to capitalize on, you know, players and all that. So
And I think we have very similar NFL. Did you go did you go 14 down or one down?
I went one down. I just went top four one is down. Who I think is my top four, and then I kept going. And I, you know, maybe, you know, just skimmed a few teams, but then I talked about what I thought about the NFC South, because I hit on nine with being Tampa Bay, and I talked about how Atlanta could start Penix, and they would be so much of a better team because they played, what, four or five games, like, you know, last season with him starting, and it was just like, why wasn't he your starter from the beginning? So, I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't just – but they want to keep, you know, Kirk, and they want to start him. And, I mean
– they're paying him, so you might as well. If you can't trade him, you got to play him. We'll just get right into it. So – I kind of did mine how I kind of projected like a playoff look for them, so to make it easier. So my Super Bowl basic projection for this year was the same as I had last year. I had the Buffalo Bills and Detroit Lions. So I have Bills number one, and then Detroit number two, which I think is the same as yours. So we both have Bills beating Detroit in the Super Bowl.
I don't have it that way. I just said I think Buffalo's going to make it into the playoffs as the number one top dog, and then Detroit's going to be like the two seed. Like that. These are my seeding. This is my seeding. I'm not saying that they're going to win. No, I'm not going that far.
These are my final, my final 15 or whatever. So
yeah, I know the final 14.
I have the Buffalo Bills, then Detroit Lions. Yep. My third. Third place is going to be Baltimore Ravens. So basically, I have Ravens playing Bills in the conference finals. Then at number five, I have Green Bay Packers. So, and it looks kind of smart now with the addition they just had. So I have Green Bay and Detroit in the conference finals, Bills Ravens in the conference finals.
Okay.
And then the other teams, I would have the Kansas City Chiefs at number five. The defending champs, Philadelphia Eagles at number six. The surprise pick in there is my number seven is the Chargers. I think they're going to have another good year and keep building from last year.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was saying, too. I think they're going to have a good reload season.
Yep. And they showed last year signs, and I think they're just going to keep improving. Number eight, I have the Dallas Cowboys. I think they're going to bounce back year as long as everyone stays healthy.
Okay.
I don't know anymore now, but I still think they have the talent to make the playoffs. So I'll put them in there at number eight. At number nine, I have the Cincinnati Bengals. I think Bengals could, like, kind of like the Cowboys, they have the potential to be a really good team. They just got to put it all together. They can't go 0-5 to start the season like they did last year. That just really hindered them. No, so if they didn't do that, the Bengals were in the playoffs last year. They went off to a terrible start. So I don't see them repeating that. I see them being a playoff team this year. Number 10, I have the LA Rams. I think they still squeak in the playoffs. I think we're getting into like the down years of Stafford, so you only have a couple years left maybe with him before he retires. So I think they're a playoff team, but not a strong team. My next one, my number 11, I have the Houston Texans. I think they have a bounce-back season with Stroud. They got a couple more weapons on wide receiver for them. Hopefully they build up the offensive line plays better this year. So I think they could sneak in, especially playing in a very weak division with the Colts, Jaguars, and Titans. That's kind of up for grabs from anyone. And as my next three picks show, I have Houston winning that division. So that's why they're in the playoffs.
Okay.
At number 12, I have Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think they repeat as champs in that division. Same reason as Houston being above them. I think that division is really weak right now, and I think that is the team that's going to take the division, and that's going to be the only team representing in that division. At number 13, I got the repeat playoff appearances for Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos. I think they're only going to keep getting better and better with a good head coach, good quarterback. Now all you have to do is just build around them year after year. I think they improve. They might not win a game in the playoffs, but I still think they squeak in. So I have them at number 13. Number 14, I have our boy, rookie J.J. McCarthy, leading the Minnesota Vikings into the playoffs. So I have three of the NFC North in there. I think it's going to be a tough division this year.
Yeah, I've got three of the NFC North as well. But I think we differ on, because you've got Dallas and I've got Washington. And I think, I mean, with Jaden Daniels at – the helm with Washington, I think they're going to be unstoppable, dude. Because yep.
I like Washington. Don't get me wrong. I just out of all the teams that I wanted to pick, I think they have a chance to be the kind of bust year this year. Like it was like a flash in the pan. They have the opportunity. Like it's there that they could be the flash in the pan last year. It really depends. It really depends on Jaden Daniels. So if he comes out and balls out again, then I have to. Touche. I lost on that. I'll tip my cap on that one. But I feel regression coming, and I don't know. You're gonna have to go through a good Cowboys team twice now with a loaded roster. Instead of only had to play, they played Cowboys with a depleted roster last year twice. So you're playing better teams. So, I mean, I think they can get through the Giants, obviously, but that's going to be harder to get through the Cowboys twice this year, like unlike they did last year. Last year's Cowboys team was just riddled with injuries. So,
they were. That is true.
So, yeah, that's the only reason why I didn't want to put Washington. I was kind of, I'm a little scared of regression on that.
Okay. I get that. That makes sense, my friend. I will tip my cap to that. Tip my cap to that.
All right.
Now, hopefully, Kyle doesn't freeze on this because I swear we've all been waiting for this part.
No, don't worry. I switched over my router. I switched to the other router. So, and this one seems to be working a lot better.
All right. It is time. Oh, I don't even have a coin. Put down loop.
We're on pause break here. Commercial break. As we go for a coin, and Alex forgets that he could have just used a virtual coin, but we still are looking for a coin, so please be patient. Patience. As Alex continues to look for the coin, and we're just on repeat here. If you didn't get the hint, we're about to do our fantasy picks for the NFL.
All right, he's back.
He's back as we're still playing the song over and over and over and over.
I told you, I'm just going to put this on loop before I left. I was like, oh, I don't have a coin. Play that. Play it on loop.
As you left, I was like, He's going to look for a coin. We just could have used a virtual coin on our phones.
Nope. Have to use a real coin. No.
Has to
be real. This is
fine. It's legit now.
Yeah. All right. So, good call, Kyle. Ready?
Yeah. Let's go with heads.
It is tails.
Oh, Alex gets the first pick for the first two teams. So kind of like how we said, kind of quick overview of it. We have the basically we have two teams each for each for the week. What we'll do is we'll draft an order. Yep, his taco truck sticks and my Tony Silver's team. So basically we're gonna take turns drafting. So like since he got first pick, he's gonna pick his quarterback first. Then I'm gonna do my quarterback first. Then so on. We'll have a quarterback, running back, two wide receivers, tight end, flex, defensive, special teams, and a kicker. Once we load both teams, then we'll reverse it where I'll pick first for the next one, and so on and so forth.
With his nip-high football team, and then I've got the Sarcastaballs.
Sarcastaballs.
Good shout-out to South Park. All right. Shout-out. QB... my phone is in my pocket. Okay. Give me a second.
just give me a second.
All right. Here we go. Do, 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 do. All right. So team 1-1 with my QB. I'm going to go with, oh my goodness.
His first pick with quarterback. There's a lot of options there to start.
There's so many options.
Well, this is the first pick, so everyone is an option.
I know, right? Everybody. All. My goodness.
Oh, what's he gonna go? Where's he going to go with?
Who's he got to go with? Who's he going to pick? Because it's Eliminator, too. Because if you use him and he scores, you can't use him again. Only time is like if he scores more than everybody else and you get him twice.
You just got to find the good matchup. Matchup dependence here.
I know, right? I'm going to go with Bo Nix. Give me Bo Nix.
Bo Nix. Who's he going up? Man, you got him going in at home against Tennessee.
At home against Tennessee.
I like it. All right, so with my first quarterback.
Oh, I forgot. Dang.
I think I'm going to go with.
Where is it?
I want to go with him. Oh, he's going with it. Do I do it now? And just do it. Send it. Because I just do think. It.
Yeah.
Give me Josh Allen. He always has big games against Baltimore. Yeah. Especially at home. And I'd rather get his games out of the way before it gets to be bad weather later in the season.
That makes sense. Yeah. I like that.
And I love the matchup. So we'll go with Josh Allen. And now we're moving on to our running backs with Alex's pick at running back.
Gosh.
So many.
I don't know what to do.
So many.
Actually, I kind of like that one. Let's go with Chuba Hubbard for Carolina playing against Jacksonville. Yep.
I do like that. I was just looking at him, too. That's a good pick. For my running back, I am going to go with down to two choices here. Who do I want to go with? You know what? Let's go with a beast in the red zone. We're going with Kyren Williams at home against Houston.
Okay, Kyren Williams. Hold on. I'm trying to find him so I can spell this right. Come on. Where's my search bar? Hello? Oh, there's no search bar. Wow, okay. How far down is he?
I think it was projected about 15 points.
15?
He's the number 11th projection.
You said
out of running backs. Kyren.
Oh.
Kyren Williams.
Williams. Where are you at? Oh my gosh. I don't even see him around 15 on this
one. Oh, he's number 11 projected week one.
Oh. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong app. That's probably why. I'm on
Sleeper.
Yeah, I know. I probably should be on that one. Idiot. Alex, you idiot.
And our draft is brought to you by the Sleeper app for great fantasy football teams and great fantasy football drafts.
I mean, honestly, at the end of the day.
We'll sponsor free sponsorship for Sleeper app.
Williams. Hey, there we go. There's a search bar in Sleeper app, not ESPN.
Yep. Yep.
That's why it's better.
Brought to you by the Sleeper app. I will take Kyren Williams.
I know his first name is not spelled the way I'm thinking. Kyren.
He's pretty close.
No, not
K-Y-R-E-N.
I would not be anywhere close to trying to attempt this first name if I didn't look it up.
No. Fair.
To be completely honest at this point. All right. On to the wideouts.
Yep, we got our first wideout choice.
Oh. I am going to, I'm just going to go ahead and no, I don't want to. I think he's going to be high scoring, but at the same time, I don't want to lose him.
You got to use him at some point. So
you got to use him at some point. I don't think it should be this game, though. I think it should be more of a home game if I use him. All right, let's see here. Yeah, because this is showing everybody. Oh, my goodness. Drake London. I'm good.
Just going just big old Drake. Your first one is Drake London, and he's got his home against Tampa. At least you got a home game.
Yeah.
For my first wide receiver, I'm going to take A.J. Brown for the Eagles. Playing at home against that. Dallas.
I know how to spell that.
It's A.
J. J. And Brown.
Brown.
The color. Like the color. Yep.
playing at home against Dallas, I'll take it. I think he usually does pretty well against Dallas, too, so I'll take him there.
I like that. My next pick will be... The tension is there.
There's tension in the air.
The suspense.
It's going to be interesting when we get to tight ends because there's not many of them.
No, there's not.
We're going to be playing like second string tight ends by the end of the year.
I think with like tight ends and everything, I think like so I think our second ball, like if you will, you have to take at least 1 week off or 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like you just can't pick them right away again. Like you can pick them again, but you can't pick them right away because you didn't use them.
You got to go with your sleeper tight ends. You got to use your sleeper tight ends. Got to find them.
I know, right? You gotta find your sleeper wide receivers right now, basically. Well,
luckily, there's like 1,000 wide receivers, so
I know. Let's go with Chris Olave.
All right, Chris Olave, locking it in. I'm gonna take another kind of big name wide receiver for my second one, just because. I'm just looking at it as like I don't know when I would probably use them again in the like an opportunity like this. So I'm taking Brian Thomas Jr. for the Jacksonville Jaguars playing at home Carolina. So put me for Brian Thomas.
Brian Thomas. Okay. On to the tight ends. Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Oh, I'm already ready for you. I'm already ready for you.
I'm already ready for this. Okay, here we go.
Alex Bauer selects. Walking slowly to the podium to pronounce it.
Walking so slowly.
Taking his time. Still taking his time.
Just standing there staring. He's just staring at the wall. Doesn't know what to do.
The pick is not in yet. The pick is not in yet. It is not in. He's just delaying.
Just delaying.
He seems
everything.
To soil himself on the stage.
All right. I think he's gonna have a good showing out at least this week against give me Trey McBride.
He's biding his time. There it is. Trey McBride. Oh, he's taking a big name early.
Yes.
Taking a big name early.
I am.
I'm going the opposite of you. I am going just freeballing it right off the bat. I'm taking our boy Colson Loveland at home against Minnesota. Put Loveland in for me. The Colson Loveland.
The.
Now we got our kickers here.
We got flex.
Oh, we do got our flex, don't we?
We have one flex.
Mm.
Yeah. Ooh.
As Alex Bauer slowly walks up to the podium.
Slowly walks again up to the podium.
He's waiting.
Just waiting. Everybody just waiting in the... Just what is going on? What is he going to decide?
You think you're hot stuff, Tooth Decay?
You think you're hot stuff? All right.
He says he's scrolling. He's scrolling. He's looking. The pick is in.
Nick Chubb.
Oh, he's going with Nicholas Chubb. As I was scrolling, I already had my guy I wanted. All right, so I guess we need to. Are we going? Are we doing half point PPR?
Yeah, sure.
Half point, fair enough.
I mean, whatever our sleeper's doing, I'm just going to be entering our sleeper's points.
With my flex, I'm going to stick with a wide receiver because I feel like coming down the line, running backs might get a little scarce. So I'm going to go with my boy over with Jim Harbaugh, Ladd McConkey, playing Thursday or Friday night against the Chiefs.
McConkey. I think I spelled that right. Did I spell that right, Gal?
McConkey. I think it's like MCK.
Are you looking at the NFL sheet with me?
Well, I will. Well, no, I'm looking on players.
Oh, you're actually using your computer where I'm using my phone.
Yeah. I'm scared to use my computer if it's going to freeze on me. His last name is McConkey.
Yeah, I did spell that slightly wrong, but that's okay. One letter off.
We understand. That's okay. We know who it is.
We know.
We understand. We know who it is.
All right.
Now we're on the kickers. Who is Alex Bauer's kicker?
Oh, we're going to do kickers before defense and special teams.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Oh boy! We'll
mix it up.
Oh boy! Now through. Oh, now boy, we got. Oh, boy.
Now the crowd's got to wait.
Now the crowd's got to wait yet again for a kicker.
Yet again, they threw the curveball on him.
Oh my goodness! I mean, it's just gotta be a starter, anyways. Jake Moody. Give me Jake.
Moody. Jake. Jake Moody. All right, give me. The pick is in.
I put him in the wrong slot, whatever.
The pick is in. Tony Silver's team is going to take Tyler Bass of the Buffalo Bills.
Tyler Bass. I know how to spell that.
Is it Bass or Bass?
It's definitely Bass.
Tyler Bass.
Tyler Bass, that'd be pretty cool. That'd be
Tyler Bass.
I mean, at this point, Tyler, you're just gonna have to go with Bass. I'm sorry, it's not Bass anymore.
Gonna have to be Bass.
It's gonna have to be Bass.
All right, now we're on to defenses.
Defense and special teams. Oh my goodness, this is definitely elimination.
Yep, this is gonna be one where you have to carefully pick your teams.
Very, very, very methodically careful.
Yep.
Ooh. I think I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with them. I'm going to go with the Washington defense.
The pick is in. The Washington Commanders defense.
Yes.
And for Tony Silver's team, the pick is in.
The pick is in. Gosh, I gotta keep going over and over. Like, I gotta keep scrolling back and forth.
Tony Silver's team is taking the Cincinnati Bengals. The one time I might ever pick them.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Now, on to what? Round two? I don't know what to call this. Round two?
Yeah, round two. Yeah. I forgot we have two teams.
I forgot we had two teams. I totally forgot that I can't pick all those same people that I just
now
picked.
I remember which ones I... Yeah, shoot.
Shoot.
But luckily, we still can re-pick them next week if we didn't take them overall.
Yep. If you don't take the best ball and they're not your best ball, you can take them. You have to take a week off and then you can take them again. The eliminated are your players used.
Yep. All right. So.
And then the highest scoring is your keeper. Highest scoring
that
keeper.
That being said, let's just throw them both in there. Well, no, I won't. I won't do that. Let's go with Tua.
Oh, wrong thing.
Tagovailoa, just for Alex to spell it. Just so Alex has to spell it.
Because I have to type it in to make sure I know what to put in when we get eliminator players. I think I'm just going to go Tua with last names when I get to the eliminator players section.
Yeah, it'll be easier because you can fill it. It'll be able to fill in the whole spot more.
Yeah. Tua.
Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa. Tagovailoa. Hibba. All right. My QB 1-2. Here we go. Here we go again. As he walks up very slow again.
He's just walking very slow to deliver his picks.
I'm going to go with Love. Jordan Love.
Jordan Love is in the game.
I know he's playing against Detroit. I know. I'd just rather get it out of the way. Just get it out of the way. If I don't use him, guess what? I take a week off. It's okay.
It's usually a high-scoring game, too, anyway. So
win-win. Yeah, usually it is.
It's a win-win.
Especially the first time they match up.
Yep. All right, so with Nip High Football's running back, it will be Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara playing against Arizona.
Alvin Kamara. All right. Okay, so running back for the Sarcastaballs will be... Can't take him anymore. Yeah, let's go with Jalen Warren.
I like it.
I have a good feeling about that one.
I do too. I think he could have a good game. All right. So moving on to wide receiver one. The pick is in. And Nib High Football selects Tyreek Hill.
Miami Dolphins.
As long as he plays. It might be a wasted pick.
Dun, dun, dun. Wait, really? Boom. What is he projected as? I'm trying to find him. Just off the top.
What is he projected at?
Oh, I see him. Okay. Never mind. All right.
Trying to match him up with Tua.
Yeah. Let's see here. All right, yeah, I'm just going to go with a wide receiver running back combo here and go with DK Metcalf.
Dakarius Metcalf. And now with my wide receiver two. The pick is in.
Already. Making Alex feel rushed.
He's feeling great.
He's sweating because he's just typing and playing music. He's typing trying to
and
do,
looking. Typing and looking.
Typing, looking, and typing, trying to be the music, producer looking. all at the same time. This is unfair. This is unfair competition.
Nip High football strategy here. with the wide receiver two, Nip High Football selects former Packer Davante Adams.
Okay. Oh my gosh. No. I missed the first A in his name. Adams. Okay. All right. All right. Gonna go with the Saints, Rashid Shaheed.
Time for his comeback.
Yes, it is. Yes, sir. All right, tight end.
We have a pick, and it's
we have a pick.
And that pick is Tucker Kraft, Green Bay.
Tucker Kraft
and cheese.
Mac and cheese. I am going to go with Kate Otten.
Oh, I do like Kate Otten. He saved my season last year.
All right, flex.
Flex. I'm going to go with another risky pick, but the pick is in. Seeing as I don't know if I'll use him again because I don't know how his season's going to go with the duo of Sonic and Knuckles, we're going David Montgomery. He seems to be a Green Bay Packer killer, so let's see how he does.
He does eat Green Bay for breakfast.
He does.
Okay, so my flex. I got to dig here because I'm all the way at the top of the freaking list. Because I got to throw these peeps something to chew on, something to...
Throw them a bone.
Yeah. Because the thing about this team, I believe, can happen. Let's see here. Yeah, let's go that way. Let's go that route. I am picking Xavier Leggett.
Xavier Leggett.
Like I feel like I'm just being like cautious with my picks.
Yeah, we both are.
Week one.
It's a long season.
One of 15 right now.
So it's a long season. We gotta kind of get like, creative.
Gotta save the good ones for like when they're gonna have a good game.
And you kind of like gotta feel it out for the first few weeks to see if you're gonna have enough players by the end of it.
Yeah, it's like pretty much.
Yeah, we might be too safe, and by like the last 3 weeks, we have to play nothing but really good players. So we'll see.
And then they sit just to rest for the playoffs.
Yeah, it's true. So we might have to use them early. You got to think about that.
Got to think about everything.
Or they could just get hurt. And you never get to use them.
This competition is going to be crazy. I don't know.
Nip High Football, their pick is now in. The place card has been placed for the kicker.
Oh, yeah, kicker.
Nib High Football selects Green Bay kicker Brandon McAnus.
Oh, my goodness.
McManus is his actual last name.
This is, I was like, what? There's nobody named that. What?
I should just let you write it down. What the?
Without me trying to search for a McAnus.
Yeah. Just Google search it.
You'll find it.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry.
Hey, just go on Reddit and type in McAnus.
Just make sure you're not at work.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure he's in there. Just look him up.
I'm sure it's there.
Yeah. Brandon, MC Anus is in the building here.
Oh. All right, here we go. Okay, after that little
hiccup there.
Hiccup there. I'm good. I'm just gonna keep it rolling here. Let's go with Matt Gay.
Yeah, Matt Gay and Brandon MC Anus.
Mine's the actual kickers.
Well, so is mine.
Well, so is mine.
Brandon MC Anus is a real man. And he's a place kicker for Green Bay Packers.
All right. Who's your defense and special teams?
We got defense. We got to pick a defense now. Yeah. This is tough. This is tough.
As I turn my head, it's 17-7. TCU's winning.
Oof.
Ugh.
Bill Belichick's not happy.
Nope.
You know what? Let's go with... In honor of Bill Belichick, Nip High Football is going to select the New England Patriots defense this week.
New England. New England. All right. And then for the final pick of this first draft, the Sarcastballs select the Ravens defense.
Going with the Ravens against the Bills. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Going with Baltimore.
All right. We have a full lineup for week one.
Yep. All right. So, oh, wow. That's wrong one. And a little teaser for y'all, because we got more of this coming. If you notice that last one there, that's for the...
Dun, 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 dun.
Yep. That's for the other competition that I can't wait to do. All right, here we go.
I know.
Lay out your two teams. I'll lay out mine. Go ahead there, Kyle.
What are we talking about? What are we doing?
Your whole layout of your two teams. Like, you start with...
I got you. Yeah. Hold on, wait a minute. We're doing something I wasn't prepared for. Here we go. Uh-huh. All right. So, Tony Silver's team. We've got, at quarterback, Josh Allen. Running back, Kyren Williams. Wide receiver 1, A.J. Brown. Wide receiver 2, Brian Thomas Jr. At tight end, we have Colson Loveland. Our flex is Ladd McConkey. Our defense is the Cincinnati Bengals. And our kicker is Tyler Bass.
All right. So, for the taco truck sticks, the QB is Bo Nix. Running back is Chuba Hubbard. Two wideouts is Drake London and Chris Olave. The tight end is Trey McBride. Coming in at the flex is Nick Chubb. Defense and special teams ran by Washington. And the kicker is Jake Moody.
Oh, that's nice. Now we move over to the Nib High Football Rules team. At quarterback, we got Tua Tagovailoa. Running back, we've got Alvin Kamara. Wide receiver 1, we have Tyreek Hill. Wide receiver 2 is Devontae Adams. Our tight end is Tucker Kraft. Our flex is Knuckles, David Montgomery. Defense, we are starting New England Patriots. And our kicker is Brandon MC Anus of the Green Bay Packers.
All right. Moving on to the Sarcastaball. Starting at quarterback will be Jordan Love. Coming in at running back will be Jalen Warren. And then the two wide receivers will be DK Metcalf and Rashid Shaheed. Tight end, Cade Otton. Flex is Xavier Leggett. Defense and special teams ran by Baltimore. And the kicker is Matt Gay.
So two loaded teams there.
Two very good teams, I believe, for both of us. I think these are four very, very good teams. I really like them. I feel good first week vibes of this whatever we're doing.
We probably just picked like the worst players of all of fantasy just for the first week.
It's all fantasy. Like we're all just, right, we tried. We gave it a good run. On to the next week.
On to next week now. All right.
On to the next week. Upcoming
on,
week.
On to next week. Yeah. Upcoming games.
Yeah, look at these upcoming games now. All right. Coming out of that. Oh, man. Wow, we're almost at our 1 hour mark there, Kyle. 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
We're already at.
Yeah, we're going to have to. We're gonna have to pump up the speed here. We're gonna have to speed run these.
To speed run everything. All right, top
five.
We
can speed run these upcoming games. We can speed run these.
I've got the first game is college football, number 18, Michigan at number 18, Oklahoma. I believe this game will be a very good game. Obviously, gonna be watching it, being a big Michigan fan myself. And then it's just gonna be just I believe better than what the Texas Ohio State game was. I believe both teams have kind of got the cobwebs out. They're going to be able to feel each other out, drive the ball a little bit more, and not punt as much. So, yeah, going to be a good game to watch. My next four games are all NFL because thank goodness the NFL is here. Coming in at basically number two or the number one NFL game, I believe, going on this weekend is the Lions-Packers game. Big rivalry game. I mean, like – we said earlier, it should be a pretty high-scoring game, and it's usually how it just works out between both the Lions and the Packers' very first matchup. They get a lot of touchdowns in, and it's kind of crazy. Coming in at third would be the Buccaneers-Falcons, yet another, rivalry game going on there. I believe, this will be a good battle for the Falcons, and I believe they need to start Penix now, like yesterday. Like, I mean, it's kind of crazy. Coming at four, Titans at Broncos. I believe this is going to be a good game with Cam Ward starting for the Titans. He's going to have to, get his, legs ready, get his feet running, get on the ground, and he's got to go up against Bo Nix, who's already had one full season. And if Bo Nix does have that, sophomore slump and it starts game one, it's going to make Cam Ward look a lot better. I just believe if that happens, that's going to be the way it's going to go. But my predictions are going to say otherwise here coming up. And then coming in at five, I've got the Ravens at the Bills game. I kind of went in order of how these games are kicking off, but, obviously it'll probably be switched up. But hopefully I get all five games right to be actual top five next week. Gut predictions, I've got Michigan beating Oklahoma, Lions beating the Packers, Buccaneers beating the Falcons, Broncos beating the Titans, and then, yes, the Bills beating the Ravens.
All right. That was nice. We have a couple of the same. I also have Michigan-Oklahoma game. Don't need to elaborate anymore. I think it's like the top-ranked game next week. It's supposed to kind of slow down for week two in college football with like big games. I think that's the biggest game of the week.
Yep.
I also have Detroit Green Bay. It's two future probably playoff teams and probably the most exciting teams on the NFC side at least. And then I also have Baltimore Buffalo, probably the two most exciting AFC teams playing each other. The two that I have that are different from yours, well, one's not really different. It's just a week apart. I have the TCU UNC game going on right now as one of my upcoming games because I was counting it for today. So I had TCU UNC, and then always got to throw the Iowa rivalry game in. So I got Iowa playing 22-ranked Iowa State. My gut predictions for these is I have Iowa State beating Iowa. I have Michigan beating Oklahoma. I have UNC beating TCU, but I should just change that to TCU now that I know what the score is already. I have Buffalo beating Baltimore, and then the one that I have different from you is I have Green Bay beating Detroit, obviously.
Okay, I like that. I like that. My upset prediction, Kyle, will be Mississippi State over number 11, Arizona State, I believe.
Ooh.
With Mississippi State at home, and they're an SEC school, they got a lot to prove, like, and they need to beat Arizona State. I mean, there's no question about it. They got to show up and they got to show out. And I believe that they will do that in front of their home team or in front of their home crowd.
So I do like that. Mine, not as crazy as I had picked last week where I went off the wall trying to pick a crazy one. I'm sticking with a smaller upset, but it's still, to me, an upset. I'm taking Boston College going into East Lansing and beating Michigan State.
Okay.
It's not a crazy one, but it is still an upset for Boston College to go into East Lansing and beat Michigan State. So I have that as my upset pick for this week.
Okay. I like that. That's a good pick. That's a very good upset pick. All right. Yep. Now we're moving on to gambling men.
Oh, man. Don't listen to us.
Yeah, don't listen to us. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Problems with gambling, please call the gambling helpline at 1-800-GAMBLER. All right.
Yes. Yes, don't listen to us because I'll just go right into it. So my singles was terrible last week. I went 1-for-4.
Yep.
My only win being the Clemson LSU under. I missed on the Colorado money line, Texas money line, NC State spread, and the Michigan under. Well, it was close, but I missed them all. So it put me at 6-7 overall. So I had a hard, hot start to start the year, but now I'm kind of regressing a little bit. Yeah, so my singles did not do good. 1-for-4. I missed my parlay by one pick, so I actually went 2-for-1 on my parlay, but it doesn't count as a win. So I went over.
Same game or both?
Just the anything goes parlay. I had two right. Goes.
Okay.
Yep, I had two right, one wrong. So it's still a loss, but I did have two right. The only one I missed again was the Michigan under. And then my same game parlay, I got 1-for-2 on that, but didn't get all three. So I'm 0-for-3 on my same game parlays, and I am 0-for-3 on my anything goes parlay. Yeah. Been a rough start. Rough stuff, yeah. Alex.
I'm the same way with both parlays as well. I'm 0-3 overall for both same game and anything goes parlay. But I went 3-2 for my top five singles.
A little better. A little better.
The two losses were the Guardians money line, they lost, and the Tigers money line. I can't believe the Tigers got swept by the Athletics, dude. Like that.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. That was bad.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, Boston Red Sox win, Blue Jays win, Mariners win. So I won some money back by putting $1 on each of my singles like I do every week. And then, yeah, same game parlay. Obviously, Carpenter, he had his two hits. Skuball had his 8 strikeouts, but they lost the game. And then my anything goes was another same game basically, but Blue Jays win, but Guerrero didn't get his two hits, and Scherzer did not get his 6 strikeouts. So if I did the Blue Jays money line with, you know, Carpenter and Skuball, I probably would have won everything. But oh well.
That's fair.
Yeah. So my upcoming singles this week, though, Kyle, will be the Pittsburgh Steelers money line sitting at -155. Carolina Panthers, I believe that they will win their game. I've got their money line with +150. Tampa Bay Buccaneers money line, -135. Miami Dolphins money line at -112. And then the San Francisco 49ers money line at -135. Hopefully I win a little bit of money, you know, with putting a dollar in all those.
So did you just, which one did you just do? The singles or the
singles?
Let's see. My upcoming singles, I've got Illinois -2.5 spread against Duke this week. That's at -100. I have Michigan versus Oklahoma. I want the over of total points at 46.5. So over that point total, and that's -105. I'm taking the Chargers against the Chiefs +3.5 points for the Chargers at -102. I'm taking Buffalo -1.5 versus Baltimore at -109. And then I am taking the Chicago Bears +1.5 versus Minnesota at -108.
Nice, nice. I like that. I like that.
Yep, a little bit more heavy on the NFL since it's our first week.
Yep. I believe that. Like, yeah, I'm completely NFL heavy. Obviously, my honorable mention coming up, it will be actually going against your pick there, Kyle. Iowa over Iowa State sitting at -155. I kind of like how that looks. You know, I believe it's a rivalry. You got, you know, Iowa could possibly win it. I know it's in Iowa State, but Iowa could, you know, be one of those Big Ten teams that surprise us this year and just like show up and show out and prove that the Big Ten is a very good conference.
Yeah. So. Definitely could show it.
All right. So same game parlay coming up there, Kyle. What you got? What you got? What you got? What you got?
All right. Well, I adjusted it on the fly.
Okay. That's fine.
Because I didn't like how I had it. So my same game parlay is dealing with the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens. Okay. So I am taking the Bills money line, and it changed a little bit. My odds are about the same, so I'm not going to really change that. Bills money line, it's like minus 110, minus 109, somewhere in there. I'm taking Josh Allen with 2+ passing touchdowns at minus 150. And then I am taking Derrick Henry anytime touchdown at like my, I think it's like minus 110.
Yep.
So it comes out to plus 440, even though I put 420, so I'll just leave it at that. So it's at plus 420, 440 for a $5 bet to get you about 26, 27 bucks, somewhere in there.
Nice. I like that. All right. So my same game parlay is dealing with the Detroit Lions Packers game, Kyle. I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with the Detroit Lions money line sitting at plus 124. That's where I locked it in. Jamar Gibbs anytime TD was at negative 110, and then Jared Goff to get 240 passing yards or more, obviously, sitting at negative 116. It totaled out to being plus 550. $5 will make me 32 bucks.
Nice. All right, now we got the fun. Anything goes parlay time.
Anything goes parlay.
All right, so my first one, I am taking the New England Patriots -2.5 point spread against the Raiders, and that's at minus 124. I am taking the Chicago Bears money line at home against the Vikings. That's plus 102. And then I am also taking the one that's probably going to make me lose my bet. I'm taking the Chargers money line against Kansas City Chiefs. I think they're going to win that game.
Okay.
Taking at a plus 142. So that gives me a plus 783 total odds. $5 will net you about 40-ish bucks.
Okay. I like that. I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
All right. So my anything goes parlay. I'm doing some anytime TDs, Kyle. Ooh. Get ready for them. I'm getting Saquon Barkley anytime TD, scary Terry McLaurin anytime TD, and then a Bijan Robinson anytime TD. So Barkley sits at negative 190, McLaurin sits at plus 135, and Robinson sits at negative 160, making it a total of plus 482. $5 will make me 29 bucks.
All right.
I know.
Pretty good right there.
I like that. I mean,
I like that.
Yeah. I like that. I like a little bit of money coming my way.
I like that. What's your don't bet on it?
Don't bet on the Michigan Oklahoma game. Don't like last week. Don't bet on the outcome. Like, you know, the over under or Michigan to win or Oklahoma to win. You can do the players, but
it's gonna be a tough one. It's a kind of a coin flip. My don't bet on it is the Iowa State game. I hate betting on this game because this game usually can end up just 6-3 by the end of it. So, if you are going to risk betting on this one, I would just bet the unders on them, honestly. Just take your unders and move on.
I hear that. That makes sense because it's been pretty defensive so far in the NCAA football region. All right. Wrong song. Why is this? There we go.
The producer's up his knockers.
All right, time for Homer Bound.
Bring it on home.
Bringing it on home. All right, so anything that was not mentioned earlier was the Panthers. So the Panthers start their game against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yep.
I don't know if you've seen the Instagram post, Kyle, but apparently out in the world somewhere, there's this post where if Ohio State won the previous college football playoff, the Panthers kick off against Jacksonville, and then like all these other things kind of happen, the Panthers get to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So
it's the surprise pick. It's the Panthers' year.
I mean, like, that's just like, what's going on? Like, are we serious about this, or is this just kind of a joke? Like, but I believe, like, you know, with how they've reloaded and they've got themselves back into somewhat a better, you know, situation, we'll see game one, like, right away, probably, if they're going to be able to play and be a contender in NFC South or just be, you know, kind of lackadaisical. Because, you know, obviously, like I said earlier, I believe the Buccaneers are just going to run the table again this year because, you know, they're just freaking loaded and they know what to do, it seems like. So.
Yeah. No, I think Panthers could have a good year. It really just depends on Bryce Young. So, if he can keep going how he did last year, how he ended his year last year, if he can take that momentum and kind of carry it in, he should at least progress as a pro, and they should have a decent chance of being good this year. So it's not like they play in a hard division. So hopefully they can start off right and win games they need to win first.
Yep.
Beat Jacksonville first. So
yep.
We'll see. Packers news was all over NFL. Packers acquired the great, probably one of the best defensive players in the game right now, and they got Micah Parsons. For only two first rounders and Kenny Clark. So that was actually doesn't really hurt Green Bay that much. Kenny Clark was a $50 million cap hit, so it gives them plenty of money. Green Bay has never been known to draft first round picks very well. They're always good at drafting in the second, third, fourth round. So to me, this was just a huge win for Green Bay. Like, I know it's two first rounders, but again, they don't utilize first round picks very well. So you might as well just trade them and get the unknown commodity. And that makes this defense very strong with Rashawn Gary on one side, Micah Parsons on the other. It's going to be interesting NFC North now.
Yeah, it will be. It definitely is going to be, you know, a lot stronger, I think, because, like, both of you and me have three teams going into the playoffs from the NFC North, and it just doesn't seem like it can happen any other way right now to where that, you know, possible other wild card could fall to anybody else, really. Yep. So it'll be interesting to see for sure, especially with how, you know, your offense is able to, you know, stay on the field and get, you know, good drives in and get the defensive and well rested, and, you know, and how good he is at the end of the day is just like crazy. Yeah, don't really look forward to facing him, but gotta do it twice.
Yeah, it'll be a good game. Good opening weekend game for Detroit and Green Bay.
Moving on to college now. Let's see here.
We got NC State won. Wake Forest won. NC State should have played better.
Michigan,
NC State should have played better, but
Florida.
Got some news with Michigan. We got some Michigan with Michigan.
Got some big news. But yeah, the unfortunate news for Deeks, their running back doesn't seem to be doing much better from his injury. He got hurt within the first five plays, and, like, literally they put all their eggs in one basket with this guy. So, I mean, hopefully the news comes out to where he's, like, back within 2-3 weeks before the ACC gets really, you know, into it, because they're going to need him. But if he's not back by then, I don't really see a good positive season from the Deeks, unfortunately.
No, yeah, it could be a rough year. NC State looked good at start, and then they kind of struggled near the end. So they definitely need to get it back together. They looked so good to begin the game and then just kind of fell asleep. It's almost like how Michigan looked outstanding the first basic quarter, and then they just kind of like the little turnover on a punt, and then it's just like they just kept shooting themselves in the foot against New Mexico. So, yeah, I think they need to clean it up. It was awesome watching Bryce Underwood play for the first time. He was night and day to what we had last year. So that kid is special, and it's going to be fun to watch him progress the next 3 years. In other news, we'll just go right into it. I'm just going to read the article for you that's been published and has been going crazy right now on the internet. So
do it.
If we thought the Michigan scandal was over, it is not over, and it could be big and it could not be, but there's articles now on all different ones. I just chose the one from CBS News. All right, so here's what it reads. CBS News Detroit has been provided information from a private investigator that shows that former Michigan student athlete who lied to the NCAA about Chris Partridge, who was the former linebackers coach, is the same student athlete who recorded a phone call with Connor Stallions without his consent. And then the private investigator also informed CBS News Detroit that the student athlete and the campus source are the same individual who was a former player on the football team. The private investigator presented evidence that the same student athlete who lied to the NCAA regarding Partridge and who recorded a phone call with Stallions also took videos from the former Michigan staffer's personal computer in an unauthorized manner and handed the videos over to an unnamed private investigation firm, which then turned them over to the NCAA within 24 hours to start the NCAA investigation. So that started the whole thing, was this one unnamed student athlete who they won't name. And all of the evidence is coming out that it is looking like it is a former Michigan linebacker. I'm not going to put the name out, okay, but it was a former Michigan linebacker that transferred from Michigan after the national championship season to Ohio State the next year. The player is from Ohio, grew up in Ohio. So it's not looking good. And the fact that it was the student athlete lied to NCAA about a linebacker's coach is kind of like throwing... The evidence is looking like it is this linebacker that everyone thinks who it was. And if this is the case, if this is all true, and he lied to the NCAA regarding all this information and obtained all this information illegally, that means two things. First thing, the bigger one, is that when Michigan appeals this, which they are appealing it, and it goes to a state court, every single thing of evidence they have on this case will be thrown out and not allowed in court. So they will not have any case against Michigan with the entire cheating scandal. They will have no evidence because it was all obtained illegally. You can't use that in a state court, so it will be thrown out in state court. So they will not get punished by the state. So they will dismiss the whole thing.
Second thing
is, if I don't think it'll happen because I don't think the unnamed person will become named. If it does come named and it is who everyone's thinking it is, what he did was to an NCAA investigation team, which then makes him an ineligible player. He cannot play college football. He played an entire season. He played 16 games with the Ohio State Buckeyes. If it was this player, Ohio State fielded another player that was ineligible to play, which would then basically concede their whole season.
It is what happened
to Ohio State during the Tattoo Gate. Had nothing to do with their play on the field. They fielded ineligible players. That is what you get championships taken away from. I don't think it's going to happen. Let me put that straight. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think the unnamed man's person is going to come out. But if it did and it does this, it could go that route. So to me, the funniest – I don't want it to happen because it's like I'd rather just be done with. Just take it to the state courts and they're like, yeah, this is dumb. Throw it out. Be done. Whatever. Yep. But it would be pretty funny in the back of my head that after all of this last 4 years of being called cheaters, whatever, you did this, and then at the end of it, nothing comes from it on punishment submission. It gets thrown out in court, and then Ohio State gets their national championship taken away from them for fielding ineligible receivers. That would be the most hilarious thing that you would not hear the end of. The complaining, but I don't think it's going to happen, but it would be pretty funny. It would be pretty funny to watch that happen.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, that's some news out there to watch out for because it's been all over my feed right now.
Oh, yeah. All right. I love that. Yeah, we'll just end it on that note right there and take it on home. Awesome episode of This and That Podcasting Podcast today. I mean, I'm excited to see what the outcome from our, competition will be like. See what our upcoming week, how that turns out to be, our top five to actual top five. So, I'm Alex Bauer.
And I'm Kyle Davis.
Make sure y'all like, subscribe, do all that stuff. Find us on Spotify, YouTube, all that, So, yeah. Have a good one. Have a great night.